This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Yeah. Thanks, Levon. Great. Good morning, everyone. 11:10 a.m. here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Friday, March 7th, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and honor the brave with the help of John Basiliga. Basiliga Hospitality, and the incredible grand opening of Sergey's Nightclub, downtown Scranton, right below Atera 519 at 519 Linden, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. for the parade. And we honor these veterans today. Robert McDade, Newtown section of Hanover. William Petty, Clark's Green. Joseph Cunningham, Exeter. Jerry Ritchie, Wilkes-Barre Township. Bruce Covey, Lake Ariel. And Raymond Nebraski, Madison Township. Veterans we lost last year, but celebrate today because they are great. So with history, our great founding fathers and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gabbling to order this meeting, the Club for Common Sense, promising you that we are committed to common sense. And we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you for the balance of this hour. And we're telling our Democrat friends, the leadership of the Democrat Party has literally gone insane. You've got Hakeem Jeffries, the Speaker of the House, or the Minority Leader of the House, saying that by not... I want you to... It's so beyond my ability to comprehend. And I heard him say it, watched him say it, and I had to scratch my head. Because every Democrat, Senate and House, voted against, including Matt Cartwright when he was there, voted against preventing boys and young men from competing with girls and young women in sports and being in their locker rooms and bathrooms. Every single one. And Jeffrey's explanation was, he actually went on the attack. He said that somehow that this would cause predators to do something. It's so stupid. And he's such an idiot. And the Democrat position is so sickeningly stupid that It's off the charts. It's off the charts. There is not one thing the Democrat Party of today stands for in Washington, D.C. or Harrisburg that makes any sense. It's all anti-American. It's all anti-normal. And it's an attack on our culture, our country, our Constitution, our way of life. That's the Democrat Party today. The anti-American Party. That's what they should be called. The anti-American Party. It's disgusting. By the way, I had to look at the local rags, which I do each day. Our news guy, Brian Hughes, dutifully provides them to me. And I go and I look at the Times Tribune. And here we are again. See, this is the incompetent culture. And this is Bill Gaughan. He's in the background, by the way. He's in the background. And we do this in the city of Scranton. We do this in Lackawanna County government. Now, we elected them to do the job, the mayor and the commissioners. They hire expensive consultants to tell us what is obvious as some sort of salve or lubricant to make difficult decisions. By the way, in the case of the county, they've already failed to make those difficult decisions. Taxes just went up 33% in Lackawanna County. So they failed to make the difficult decisions. They hire a consultant costing us more money to tell them what they should already know if they, by virtue of being in that office and running for it. Why'd you run for the office if you need to hire somebody to tell you what to do with our money? By the way, Commissioner Gaughan, if you want to hire somebody with your money, say your campaign fund, for example, and then have them tell you what to do, that's fine by me. But as a Lackawanna County taxpayer, this is insane. And then the local rag dutifully reports this as though it's normal. Can the county right the ship? Oh, do you mean from the people that you endorsed to be the majority commissioners last time? They've got to right the ship from them? Oh, so the newspaper has zero credibility. It's a rag. So the people you endorse screwed the county up so bad, we have to, you then endorsed people who didn't know how to fix things. They had to hire people with our tax money to actually tell them how to fix things. And you're okay with all of it. That you supported people and endorsed them and acted as their press agent, Scranton Times. They screwed the county up. All Democrats, by the way, because that's all that matters. They screwed the county up. Oh, unless you're Pat O'Malley, that's true. And certain other Democrats. So they screwed the county up. Your people. Then they were replaced by your people who didn't know what they were doing enough to fix it and had to hire someone at taxpayer expense to fix it. This is insanity. The mayor hires consultants to walk across the street. Just pissing away money. What did we elect you for as mayor? What did we elect you for as commissioner? I truly want to know. On the good news front, a developer proposed a $2.1 billion AI data center and campus up in Archbald. Now, it's great to get in this game. But I will tell you, and by the way, I'm all for it. if this developer could pull it off, get the financing, the whole bit, I'm in. Archbold and Lackawanna County, move ahead and just make it happen for them. We want to be in that space, but I want to mention to you that this is a hell of a lot less jobs than a distribution center, just for example. So just be aware of that. It's a lot less jobs. It's not a ton of jobs, but it's a space we need to play in, the AI data center space. We have to. But let's know what it is. But you got somebody who wants to give you invest $2.1 billion, say, please and thank you. How can I help? And by the way, most of the ways the government could help is to get the hell out of the way. Ask Mike Lombardo down in Pittston. All right, we're going to take a break. Bob Kadar, WILK. We've got Congressman Dan Muser on the other side. He is in the middle of everything. We love it. He and Rob Bresnahan, we couldn't have a better team in Washington. Could not have a better team in Washington. Add our new Senator McCormick to the package. We are blessed. We'll be back.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I saw it said chairman of the board moved from number 16 to number 8 with their hit Give Me Just a Little More Time. By the way, before that you heard Clarence Clearwater Revival, number 2 hit Traveling Man, this date 1970. But the same date, 1970, chairman of the board. I thought it was Sinatra, but it's not. But just Give Me a Little More Time. And that's just a buffer because we have the speech from the floor of the House by our congressman, our great congressman, Dan Muser. And wouldn't you know it, we have Congressman Dan Muser with us right now. Congressman, welcome to the Bob Kadaro Show. How are you?
Bob, I couldn't be better, and I'm so happy to be a part of the ever-growing Club for Common Sense and the Sanctuary of Sanity.
Hey, you
pleased
got
to be with you.
You got everything in that 1 minute you had. I'm impressed.
Yeah. And you know, I had a chamber full of Democrats who sat on their hands, and they were just staring at me, thinking I was going to really lay into them. But I just left it subtle. I left it positive. I just said, you folks are rebels without a cause. just focused on, you're part of the problem. You're not part of the solution. And you know what? We're gonna give America a lot to cheer about. Or, that's what we're working on.
By the way, or as Tom Petty said, rebels without a clue.
yeah, that's better. I'll use that next time.
Hey, Congressman Muser, I was talking to Rob Bresnahan earlier today, and I think one of the things that people don't appreciate, and you certainly do, my first joint session of Congress, State of the Union, was Ronald Reagan, 1982, when I was there. Wow. They don't appreciate how small that room is when it's filled up with that many powerful people, that many big personalities, including Donald Trump. Tell us how that room felt.
Well, you know, it felt great. I mean, it's electrifying.
Yeah.
You know, I've been to a few now, with President Trump in his first term, and of course with Sleepy Joe. So those were a little bit, more difficult than something like this. But the president was just on fire, and people are excited, and yeah, the senators come through, and of course I saw Dave McCormick and we really enjoy it. It's something special, and there's usually an event prior to that, so you spend a lot of time with cabinet members, and you have to shake hands with the Supreme Court justices that you don't normally see, so it's you know, then of course the guests that come in, you know, I had, and it sort of just happened by happenstance.
Yeah, this is great. Tell them about your guest.
Yeah, Brian Kilmeade from Fox. I just happened to be on the phone with him, and it came up, and he said he never was there. And I said, well, maybe you can come. And he's like, that would be incredible. So that led to that and him coming. And he was pretty funny, though, too, because I said to him something about my wife not coming this year, and she would have if he didn't accept. And he looks at me and he said, oh, come on, you're kidding. I said, no, it's true. So, you know, and then, but the next day on Fox, he didn't thank me for the ticket. He thanked my wife, Shelley. So I thought that was pretty funny.
Well, Shelley took one for the team, so that's a good thing.
Exactly.
Congressman Muser, the Trump administration, they're outrunning their coverage on occasion, particularly with Doge. But yeah. Man, are they in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah. Look, you know, the president was smart to outline some of the unbelievable waste and abuses of the taxpayers' money the other night. And, you know, that was a very short list. It's crazy. I was with Elon Musk two nights ago, I guess, and he gives you all the time in the world. He just sticks around. So we ended up, and at the end, it was only just a few members. And I was able to go over with him a bill that would help codify some of the anti-overpayment and require recovery from these agencies. And look, there's just a lot of low-lying fruit. There's a lot of waste. I mean, just a quick example. There's one agency that has 40,000 software licenses from a big software company, right, that they pay for, right? Now, meanwhile, by the way, they have 40,000 employees. They have 4,000 that show up. That's pretty much the average, yeah. About 10%. And get this, they have not used the software licensing they're paying for them in 2 years. Yeah. So it's things like that, and yeah. There's certainly not going to be any Medicaid or Medicare cuts. I mean, that's ridiculous.
There's going to be savings, though. Yeah. The savings are going to be obvious. I mentioned to the audience here, it's $600 million a year.
Yeah, I have estimates that there's overpayments to ineligible persons. It's about half, $50 billion on Medicare, $50 billion on Medicaid. Now, we're not going to be able to clean all of that up, but you know what? We're gonna clean up half of it.
Yeah,
we're going to be able to clean up half of it. And then there's others. Unemployment insurance is, you know, it's just a lot of scams that take place. I mean, they went over that there were 3,000 loans during PPP. This is Doge found this. 3,000 loans of $300 million to dead people. How about that, America? And you know what? I know. You know, I start laughing, and then I shake my head, yeah. And then I feel sick.
Yes.
Right? Because it's sickening, and this is what we're working on. And, you know, and the idea that most Democrats, if not all, are demonizing the program. It's not about Elon Musk. I mean, he's a regular guy. And I'll tell you something. Well, he's not really a regular guy, but he comes across that way. Yeah. And he just Yeah.
He'd love to be described as that. It just doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I was going to ask you, Dan Muser. What kind of a guy do you see him as? He just seems like he's awkward personally, but he seems very straightforward.
He is. He comes in. He came in with no notes, just started rattling through a number of areas that they found like that day. He had his right-hand man with him, Steve. Oh, geez, why do I forget Steve's last name? But anyway, he's great. He worked with him at Tesla a lot. But anyway, he's just looking to do a job, and he keeps on finding more and more. And you know, the thing with these layoffs that they're encountering, those aren't his calls. The president just made that clear a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
It's the secretary's calls. He says root out useless jobs, jobs that aren't necessary, and those that are doing a bad job. That's a directive from the president. So, you know, I think that makes sense. Look, you're right. Sometimes they're moving a little faster than some would prefer. I mean, in a rational outlook on it. But, you know, we're working on Trump time, and we'll be okay. This will have a soft landing. You know, what he's doing with the tariffs, they spend a lot of time working through these ideas and what can be done. They're definitely being bold, but they're not going to do anything that shows a that's negative. That's destructive to our economy, our national security, our quality of life, and employment.
Well, Congressman Muser, the other thing that I've noticed, particularly in the tariff space, is that they are bargaining chips, and they're being used quite obviously as such. But you know, if we don't do it now, there'll be a point at which we won't have any bargaining chips with unfair trade.
Yeah. Look, we have a trade deficit overall about $400 billion, and President Trump just sees that as a losing situation. He wants to correct that. He looked into why, and many of these countries, even though they're our allies, I mean, from Japan to Canada to Mexico, India is probably the worst of that group. But on the same note, look, Japan is a great ally. Japan, however, sells 1.5 million cars a year in the United States. You know how many American-made cars we sell in Japan a year? 14,000, and they have significant tariffs on us. So it's things like that from our allies. And Canada is no different. I mean, they just kept pushing over time with restricting our sales into their country and increasing theirs here. I mean, we're their largest customer. And, you know, usually the largest customer gets the best prices. But we get the highest prices from them, and we get restrictions on what we sell to them. So the president's working on it. Same with Mexico. I mean, look what happened there.
Trudeau coming as though we're attacking his economy and trying to collapse it, and they're charging 250% on dairy products from the United States. It's insane.
Right. They have serious restrictions on Pennsylvania milk, for instance.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's not only limits, even that which is not limited, you know, even that which is under their limits to trade, and people don't express this, there's then a 200+% tariff. It's incredible.
Yeah. And look what they did for Mexico and even Canada. Why did it take the threats of tariffs and President Trump to come in for Canada to stop the flow of fentanyl? Now, it wasn't nothing like the southern border, but it was pretty significant.
Yeah.
And why didn't they take actions prior without us forcing them to do it? Because that's what leadership does. It puts America first, not America alone, but America first. And if you want to see results, just look at the border. Under Biden, there were 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, sometimes 10,000 a day of illegals pouring across, tons of fentanyl. I was at the border four times, and human trafficking. And guess how many are coming across now? Less than 7 weeks into President Trump's administration, about 150.
And they're being sent back.
And they're being sent back. The border is secure.
Yeah. Congressman Muser, and you know, they told, but see, Biden said, I can't do anything more without legislation.
Over and over and over. And you heard the president say that to them during the, the joint session. And their facial expressions never changed. I mean, they were just scowling the whole time.
The one thing that surprised me, he really went right after them and in no uncertain terms, yet the CBS poll, 76% approval of the speech.
Right. Yeah. People want to hear about a plan, and they want to hear about how it's going to be executed, and they want to hear about results. And that's what the president talked about. And they also liked the idea. The overall theme was renewing the American dream. Unfortunately for my colleagues to the left, it was renewal of the American nightmare.
Yeah. Lord. Well, what's your number one priority? We'll let you go, but what's your number one priority, if you have one, or series of priorities as you approach next week, for example?
Yeah, well, this total reconciliation is really important, and I'm right in the middle of it. You know, I'm a subcommittee chair on oversight and investigations and financial services, so everything to do really with our economy, our budget, taxation, energy policy falls within that, and writing the regulations. I mean, it's unbelievable, Bob. Every agency that I'm affiliated with, Small Business Administration, SEC, OCC, FDIC, it has piled regulations on small business in particular and banks as far as the eye can see. And at the SBA, we were with Carol Loeffler the other day, and, you know, an hour meeting turned into 2 hours because and that's a lot of time during the day on a congressional session day. And we just were going through all the areas that need to be corrected. And, you know, I've been there now 6 years, so this is what I'm going to do. And I'll just add this quick, if I can. You know, this is going to be straightened out. President Trump's leadership, he is not going to sleep. He doesn't stop until there's the results that have been promised and the American people want. There are states doing this, Bob. Florida does it. Texas does it. Georgia does it. Indiana does it. Utah does it wonderfully. Pennsylvania does not. Pennsylvania is falling behind. We've had two, in my view, very weak governors in a row, Wolf and Shapiro, and we're not going anywhere with that sort of weak leadership. And we've got to bring DOGE. We've got to bring excitement. We've got to bring economic advancement. We got to be exciting for businesses to move into. We got to improve our schools. They just keep throwing more money after bad. And you know what's unbelievable? 15 years ago, Pennsylvania ranked in schools about number 10, 9, 10, 11 in that arena. Okay. And Florida, by the way, 10, 11 years ago was about number 40. Guess where Pennsylvania is today with all the money we spend? We're now number 37 and Florida is number 2.
37 so, in a nation that's 40th in the world. That's bad.
Precisely. Right. So we're not even the cleanest, dirtiest shirt in the hamper. We're right. And so these are things that leadership, a plan matters. The goals matter. And anyway, those are my concerns about Pennsylvania. We can do it. I mean, we've got it all. We've got all the resources. We got all the right people. I'm actually in Philadelphia right now. Philadelphia is still my favorite city in the world, but it's crime ridden.
Yep.
It just is. That can be corrected. Just like Trump corrected the border, crime in Philadelphia can be corrected. You got to put the bad guys away. You got to prosecute. I appreciate all of those sentiments.
I appreciate the passion on top of that. Congressman Muser, I think one of the great things you guys could do is to codify not only the budget, but to codify the DOGE savings will make them unassailable in court. That's critical.
You know what? You're right on, because that is certainly something that we talked about the other night. We want to qualify, quantify, and codify. And that's that picture, I don't know if you saw me talking to Elon and Steve. I was handing him my bill on overpayments and recovery. And by the way, I included in my bill the requirement, not just of federal agencies, but of state agencies who receive federal money to do the same. So, so it's going to be an important bill.
Well, Congressman Dan Muser, we appreciate you taking the time in the midst of an incredible schedule and major achievements. You're welcome anytime. You know that.
Well, thanks so much for being flexible with me, Bob. And you deliver a great message. You're important. You're a person of well note and meaning for Northeast Pennsylvania. So we appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate it. I can be flattered very easily. Thank you. Congressman Dan Muser, our congressman. We love him, and he'll always take the time for Northeast Pennsylvania. Thank you again,
God bless.
Dan. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We will return. Our Veterans Tribute this hour brought to you by John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality. And tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., parade day in downtown Scranton at 519 Linden Street, lower level, Sergey's, the nightclub. It opens in the daytime. It's worth the cover charge to see it. Sergey's, named after John's dad. A great musician in his own right. And Mike Mancini reminds me, and this is important, today is Black Balloon Friday. for those who've been lost, like his own Marine son, Christian Mancini. Let's remember it's Black Balloon Friday. Thank you, Mike. Our veterans this hour, William Petty. He was 83 when he passed away December 18 last year. His family says he's leaving behind a legacy of laughter, love, lost golf balls, and balanced spreadsheets. He was born in Clark Summit, a beloved husband, father, brother, grandfather, graduate of Lackawanna Junior College. He started a lifelong career in accounting. Recently, as business manager of Roy W. Piper Charitable Trust and the Susquehanna Apartments in Tunkhannock. He loved his golf, loved searching for golf balls, but his pride and joy was his late wife, Judy, to whom he was married for 58 years. Daytona Beach Shores was their vacation destination, and he was a fanatic for NASCAR and the Daytona Speedway. His family says he was honest and selfless. His generosity knew no bounds. He survived by his sons, grandson, a granddaughter, and other family. William Petty. Robert McDade. He was 88 when he died December 21st last year from the Newtown section of Hanover Township. He was born in Wilkes-Barre, a graduate of Hanover Township Memorial High School. He served his country proudly in the United States Navy. Was a recipient of the Good Conduct Medal for his military service. He was grocery store manager for Pantry Pride. And then a member of the great Teamsters Union, because he was in the trucking industry. Devoted Catholic. St. Robert Bellarmine Church, Wilkes-Barre. Survived by numerous family members. Robert McDade. Our great veteran this hour, brought to you by Sergey's, opening tomorrow morning. And thanks to John Basiliga for helping us to remember them. Bloomberg Money Minute, and then we'll be back. We've got more time. We got to wrap some things up. So many great texts. I apologize. I'm missing a lot of them because I had the caps lock on. And so I'm trying to get in. This thing cuts you off after I don't know how many minutes. So it cut me off. The cap locks is on. I don't know it. I bring the bulldog in here. I say, "Bulldog, get me on this thing." He says, "You got the cap locks on." And he didn't say it in a negative way. He just pointed it out. And so I couldn't get in for a while. Now I'm in and I'm going, man, there were some great texts. Somebody takes in, "Bob, longtime listener, great show. In my book, the Dems are now Karencrats." Yes. What have they done for the citizens of America? I'm with you. Somebody says, "Bob, the people of Lackawanna County elected someone who majored in broadcast journalism. What the hell did they expect?" Chuck from Garbondale says, "Bob, they're trying to turn Scranton into Little Philadelphia, which is corrupt and in a mess." One of our other great listeners, "Me and my 91-year young mom are making homemade pierogies. Have a nice day." I will have a better day just knowing you did that. We're finishing with Eric Clapton because this date, 1992, he moved up to number 6 with his hit Tears in Heaven. And it celebrates his son who had that tragic fall from their Manhattan apartment. And this is for Murph's brother, Danny. Same sentiment. We lost him this week. Danny Murphy. Lou Wojcik checking in. "Back Mountain proud," he says. And yes, for a bunch of you asking, $300 million lent to people who's are dead. Yes. It doesn't end. Somebody says, "Bob, you and Dan make such a lovely couple. You're perfect for each other. Couple of Trump suck-ups." I only suck up when he's good, which, by the way, I had a chance to run Trump live. I'd rather run Dan Muser. Now, We got to do our prayers. Policeman's prayer. It's Friday. The thin blue line will be out there protecting us. Lord, bless the ones who wear the badge, the ones who walk the beat. Protect and keep them safe while they are on the street. As they wait and as they watch, doing good for all, guide their minds and give them strength for each and every call. Ready to put their lives on the line, give them courage each day. Let them know you're always there in each and every way. So bless the ones who wear the badge. Protect them from harm. Always keep them safe and in your loving arms, the policeman's prayer. And then, of course, to finish the week, Tomorrow Never Comes by Norma Cornette Merrick. If I knew it would be the last time that I'd see you walk out the door, I'd give you a kiss and a hug and call you back for just one more. If I knew it would be the last time, I would spare an extra minute or two to stop and say I love you instead of assuming you know I do. So just in case tomorrow never comes and today is all I get, I'd like to say how much I love you and I hope we will never forget. Tomorrow's not promised to anyone young or old alike, and today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you'll surely regret the day that you didn't take that extra time for a smile, a hug, or a kiss, and you were too busy to grant someone what turned out to be their final wish. So hold your loved ones close today and whisper in their ear that you love them very much and you'll always hold them dear. Take time to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, or it's okay. And if tomorrow never comes, you'll have no regrets about today. When we think of Danny Murphy, we think of my friend Glenn Gress just a week ago, and we think of our great veterans this date, brought to you by Johnny Basiliga. Robert McDade, Hanover Township, William Petty, Clark's Green, Joseph Cunningham, Exeter, Jerry Ritchie, Wilkes-Barre Township, Bruce Covey, Lake Ariel, Raymond, Nebraska, Madison Township. Veterans gone. They are not forgotten. St. Teresa to finish. Do you want to do something beautiful for God? There's a person who needs you. This is your chance. Fits perfectly with Tomorrow Never Comes and our thoughts about our cops. Reach out this weekend if you get a chance. Have fun. Do all that. Reach out to somebody you haven't talked to for a while. Maybe the last time. You never, never know. Sue Henry's next. Rob O'Donnell show after that. Have a great weekend, God willing. I'll be with you Monday morning. But for now, we gavel this meeting of the Club for Common Sense to a close. Be well.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.